Hello?
Hello, yeah, am I speaking with Dona?
Yes.
Yes, Dona, this is Dave from the Orbit Design Agency. I'm the senior manager here. So, first of all, you can tell me how's your day going today?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, perfect. So, I just had a discussion with Eddie Martin regarding your website project, and you are looking for the credentials and then you want to make the changes to your own with the help of the user manual, right?
Yeah, I want to be able to put up my own everything.
Sure,
My
yeah.
personal, my events and all of
Yeah.
that. All I need, Jane told me, yeah, you're gonna be hosting it for 3 months and then it's a fee after it.
May if you can tell me, may I know the name of your domain?
It's 523links.gp.com.
Oh, you can just give me a quick moment. Let me just pull this up. Okay, can you please come again with the domain name?
523links.gp.com.
Okay, let me just see. The domain says 523 link gp.com. Okay, so I do see that the domain which you're talking about, that is 523linkgpevents.com. Yeah, this is something which we are giving you with no additional cost for the next 3 months, which you can use for your business. Hello?
Right. Yeah, the domain is for 1 year. That's what Jane told me. The domain is for 1 year.
Okay, domain is for 1 year. The hosting.
Yeah. Yeah, the hosting is for 3 months.
Okay.
Hello? And then after that I'll pay. Sorry. Hello?
Did you already discuss the pricing with Jane about the hosting server?
She didn't tell me how much it is. I think I don't remember if she told me how much it was per
Because
month.
for a month, no, basically we're not charging on monthly basis for the hosting services because we do have our in-house server, which we basically provide to our customer. And as compared to the market, as compared to the competitors, we are very cheap in the pricing. And however, the concern
How
is.
much? How much? How much?
So first of all, let me just explain you the difference between the. There are like two types of server. One is the shared, and the second one is the dedicated one. So first of all, let me explain you the shared, what is basically the shared base server. Shared base hosting server is the server where we have like multiple of websites will be launched, and as well as there are multiple of websites owner who are doing this business, dealing with their businesses, and if any of the website is having the malware, virus, or any of the attacks. So definitely, if you are the one using the same server, so definitely you will be compromised with your business as well if you are using the shared base server. So this is why we didn't recommend our customers to go with the shared base server. We recommend our customer to go with the dedicated one, which is 100% certified with the security protocols, which will basically going to secure your website content, website data, website events. As you said, you have like very important data which you are basically going to put on your website. This is the reason you are looking for the credentials and you are going to do it to your own. So just because of this, just to making sure that your business cannot be like, your business credibility will not be compromised. So we suggest our customers to go with the dedicated one where they can just host their only one website. And as well as if in the future you have like more websites, so you can use this one particular server for the more websites.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's all up to you. If you want to go with the shared one, I can tell you the pricing for that. If you can tell me the, yeah, I would like to go for the dedicated one so I can share the dedicated server pricing with you. Definitely there is a difference between the pricing as well, because the shared one is not as much, there is no advantage if you're going with the shared-based server. This is why it's very less. But if you can go with the dedicated server, your things will be secured, your data will be secured, and as well as the dedicated server, if you're going with, we will be giving you the unlimited business email addresses. Let's say you're using the domain name, which is 523linkgpevents.com. So you will be getting your domain name, you will be getting your business email with info at 523linkgpevents.com. or sales 523linkgpevents.com or events 523linkgpevents.com, whatever you're looking for. And you're getting the unlimited business email addresses along with the website maintenance and the complete security protocols for the websites. Let's say if in the future any of the website update coming up, and definitely if you're not getting the shared base server, so you should need to, if you're getting the shared-based server, so you should need to pay for the website's upgrade. And if you're getting the dedicated one, so there'd just be the one-time fee for the year, 2 year, 3 year, whatever you're going with.
Okay, so this is what Jane is telling me, that my domain name mm-hmm. on the server would be for a year. So now, are you saying that I'm going to have to pay now for my domain and host and hosting on a server?
No, you don't need to pay for the domain name. Domain name is already secured by us for your business for the next 1 year. So this is why there is no cost for the domain name.
I'm going to, how much is hosting on the server, you're telling me?
Yeah, so you can tell me like for how many years you would like to go with. 1 year, 3 year, 5 years. Are you with me?
So, yeah, I'm listening to you. So the 3 months of hosting, that's the 3 months right now. The 3 months right now that you tell me they wouldn't charge me for 3 months. What about that?
No, like I've just discussed with her. He just said I give him the domain name and the maintenance service for the next 3 months. Like if in the future, like, for the next 3 months, you feel any kind of help, any amendment, anything to make the things to your own. And if you feel like, yeah, I'm having a hard time to do it, you can just give us a call. We can go ahead and get that done for you without any additional cost for the next 3 months.
So are you telling me now that I'm supposed to pay you today for hosting?
Yes, sir. And this is the only thing which needs to be done. And your website will be up and running with the name of your domain. Along with that, we'll be giving you the website backend access, along with the user manual with the video, which will going to help you to make the changes to your own. And as I said, we'll be giving you the website maintenance if you go with the dedicated server. Let's say you're going with the 1 year. So I can give you the website maintenance for the 1 year, unlimited business email addresses, security protocols, and the website things, whatever you're looking for in the future.
So how much is that for a year?
Yeah. Well, so first of all, you can tell me that you're interested in shared base or the dedicated one.
Dedicated.
Okay, perfect. Just give me a quick moment. Let me see the pricing first and then let you know. Give me a quick moment. Yes, Donna. Have you heard the name before, GoDaddy?
Yeah, I heard of GoDaddy. She told me we wouldn't go on GoDaddy.
No, just because
she said they have their own personal server.
Yeah, just because of I want you to go on GoDaddy, just to compare the prices first, what they are offering, and what's the price I am giving you. Okay. Just because of their.
That's why I'm telling you, sir. Listen to what I'm saying to you, sir. That's why I'm telling you that Jane told me she would host for 3 months before I have to pay for any hosting on your own server.
Yeah, but
you,
that is...
She said they have their own in-house server, mm-hmm. and I would not pay. Remember, at first, mm-hmm. she said she could build a website and all things for $400. Then she added another package, which make it $450. Then finally, she added something else, make it $500.
Mm-hmm.
So, to make it clear and sure, she promised me for the next 3 months, they would not charge me for hosting.
Okay. If she said that we are providing you with the shared base server, but, you know, as I explained to you, the difference between the shared base and the dedicated one, and as soon as your website goes live, so people can review the website, so how would you basically going to compromise with your business with using the shared base server? This is something which I am explaining to you as well.
Yeah, I'm understanding that, but she did not explain the shared space server or the dedicated server. She did not do that explanation because we just made the deal and she sent me over to the technical guys. We did this on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We did this on a Friday when we did the interview and the setup. She gets paid that
mm-hmm.
same Friday. We did not do anything over that weekend until the Monday when the guys sent me the setup for the first review of stuff. So she did not explain to me the shared space server or a dedicated server.
Oh.
I understand what a shared space server is and a dedicated server is. I'm trying to ask you the difference in prices,
mm-hmm.
being that if I'm going to start out with your server
mm-hmm.
and I'm looking to be on the dedicated server, why would you put me on the shared space server first?
Sir,
I'm making my dedication now. After the next 3 months, I will be on the dedicated server paying for a year. So why would I go on a shared space server first?
Okay, so as you said, Jane didn't explain you each and everything clearly, like there are two types of server. One is the shared and the dedicated one.
Yes, I know that. I know.
And
so, all right, for the next 3 months, what server will you put me on?
Yeah, on the shared base server we can offer you, because this is the one which is the cheapest, which we usually offer to our clients who are looking for the hosting server complimentary. But the dedicated one, the feature which I'm explaining you, the security protocols, unlimited business email addresses, the website maintenance for an year, so this is something which is having a little cost.
All right. I understand that. So, all right, how much is it for the year on the dedicated server?
Yeah. This is why I'm just checking out the pricing for you. Just give me a quick moment. Okay, Sedona, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so I've just checked the pricing for the one air dedicated based hosting server, along with all the features which I explained to you. So the one air will gonna cost you $540 with zero renewals, including the website maintenance for an air, unlimited business email addresses, and security protocols just to protect your data. And you will be getting the 24/7 support from our side. So whenever you feel any kind of help, you can just give us a call. We can go ahead and guide you accordingly.
Yeah, I'm going to get your number for PFA, okay? Yeah.
Yes, are you with me?
Yes, I was conducting a little business, but yes. It's 504. $504 for the year.
Yes, sir. $540 for an year, including all the features, with zero renewals. And you will be getting the 24/7 support from Orbit Design Agency. Let's say in the next couple of days, you feel like you're having a hard time to make the changes to your own, you can just give us a call. We can go ahead and make the things fixed for you right away, like whatever we give you the time. We'll fix the bugs for you with zero
edit 24/7
support.
Okay, yeah, I understand that. So did you say 504 or did you say 540?
Yeah, 540 for the 1 year with the dedicated base server.
Okay. So what about my 3 months complimentary?
We can just go ahead and just because of Jane already, like, do it for you. If you can going with the 1 year dedicated server, I can expand the things for you. I can give you the hosting server for 1.3 years. Like, let's say 1 year and 3 months as complimentary on your dedicated server if you're going with this service with us. So your website from the first day will be on dedicated server till the 1 year and 3 months. So it means once the time comes to renew it, so you are basically getting the services for in 1 year and 3 months. And after that, you should need to renew it. This is the best which I can do for you just because of Jane already committed this. So this is I can do for you and utilize their words in this dedicated base server for you. So
okay.
So we just go ahead and proceed further with this to get your website live, giving you the credentials and backend access and all the things.
Yeah, but this is the problem, though. I'm not prepared to pay you $540 like right this moment.
Oh.
So I was thinking then, let me run this on the complimentary server for the next 3 months, then I'll pay for the dedicated service.
So you want to go for the shared work for the 3 months first?
Yes.
Sir, if I can explain you honestly about the shared base server, so I won't recommend you to put your website on shared base server because if you can compare the pricing of the shared base server in the dedicated.
I understand. I understand the pricing. I understand the risk of the shared space server, and I understand the benefit of the dedicated space server.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, today, I'm not prepared to pay you this $540. I'm fixing a whole lot of stuff for a show I have on the 17th, which costs money, which is costing me money right now. So this is an expense I wasn't looking forward for right now because Jane already told me that I would be on server for 3 months, complimentary. So I was not prepared for that payment right this minute.
Yeah.
And I'd love my listen. And I'd love my website to be up because I need to get an Eventbrite. And I only have a week to get an Eventbrite to sell my tickets.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can understand your concern. If you don't mind, if may I know what is your basically affordability to get your website to be on dedicated server? at this moment, I'm saying.
So, essentially what you're telling me that, all right, so, with the amount you tell me, so that's how much? That's 60, hold on. I'm not figuring, so that's probably like $65 per month at 540, right?
Yeah, the 540. But as we are getting the payments on like yearly basis, this is why we are cheap as compared to our competitors, as compared to our
I understand what you're saying. But you asked me, so if I'm gonna be doing this with you right now, and I tell you that's not in my budget right now, you're asking me what is affordable to me right now,
sure.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm saying you only want me to pay for a year. You want me to pay straight away for a year.
Air in 3 months.
Yeah. No, I'm not talking about a compliment about it. I'm going to pay for a year.
Okay.
If I could do it on a monthly basis, you're telling me I can't do it on a monthly basis.
Yeah, just because of if we are taking the payments on monthly basis, let's say GoDaddy is basically offering the prices for the dedicated server that is starts from $129 a month, and you're end up paying them, if I can calculate with the 12 months, you're end up paying them $1,500.48. Along with that, they're not going to give you the business email addresses. This is something which you need to get it on top, and as well as the security protocols. And here, I'm giving you the less than, like, the 50% straight off on the same server, along with giving you the more features.
But do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? Mm-hmm. Do you understand that I'm telling you that I was not budgeted for that right now? Because, like I said, Jane did not explain to me the difference on which server she would be having me on. She just told me there would be a 3 month before.
Yeah, I can understand.
She did not tell me. So now you're asking me what can I pay.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, I was not budgeted for that. Because at first I wanted to spend $400. And she really get me up to five.
Mm-hmm.
So I really work with her because I had many people calling me to build a website just because I placed it up. And I didn't leave her. I stick with her because she was the first call I took, and I did not take any call from nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
And she's building me a website.
Yeah.
She said 10 days maximum. It's long past 10 days.
Mm-hmm. I can understand, sir, the commitments, the conversation which you had with Jane, and she gave you the 3 months shared base server.
Yeah, so she gave me 3 months, and she gave me a time. She gave me, said, maximum 10 days, it would be up and ready.
Yeah. So I can understand
that I'm working with the technical team, and then we have some days where we didn't communicate, so I'm not even mad about that, like. There are some days that we did not communicate.
Yeah, I can't. And considering the fact that everything
I'm just saying that to say, it's not in the budget right now today.
Yeah,
I just called to book some tickets for a flight for the artists to perform at my concert next Friday. So I'm constantly spending.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why I'm saying, you know what I mean? And I still don't got my tickets up on Eventbrite.
Yeah.
As soon as the website goes live,
definitely you will be getting the return of your investment. If may I know, like, as you said, you already invested in your tickets at this moment. So is there any specific date, if you can give me, this is the date I can pay you the whole amount for the hosting server, so so I can just have my billing to use their funds for now. And as soon as you got the funds, like in this at this month, you can just we can just go ahead and move forward with that.
Yeah, but at the same time, I need my website working.
Yeah, we will go ahead and get your website live. And you can just give me the date. Like, let's say you said to me, like, on 18th, you can go ahead and charge my card for $500 for the hosting server. So just to saving the time, just to saving the cost and giving you the favor, we can go ahead and get your website live in the next 48 hours. And on 18 or 20, whatever the date you gave me, I can go ahead and give you a call and get everything we want from there with the pricing. What do you say?
I would say next Tuesday the 21st because my event would be on the 17th. So by Tuesday I would have my everything accumulated. So on Tuesday the 21st of this month.
Let me just see the 21st. What is specifically the date is?
It's a Tuesday.
Let me see. Give me a quick moment. June 21, right?
Yes.
Tuesday, perfect. So what I can do for you at this moment, I'll go ahead and ask Eddie to provide you with the credentials, use the dedicated base server, and give you the user manual, which will help you to make the changes to your own and add on the things which I just explained to you. And as well as I have my link to, like, put this date into their calendar. And on June 21, just give you a call and move forward with the payment of the server, okay?
Definitely.
Okay, perfect. So is there anything else that you have in your mind?
No, I mean, as long as my website is interactive and then I can make the changes I want to make, I'm good with that. So
yeah, perfect.
As soon as it's finished, I'd like to get him to send that.
So are you basically taking the payments as well through your website?
For now, I don't think I'm going to be able to take payments to that website right now. But I'm open to advertise through the website right now.
So
here is an interface you have on your tickets?
Yeah, like how are you basically going to market your website? We do have the capability to market the website on search engines and give you the 100% results on your investment for sure, giving you the guarantee on top this thing.
Yes, but I wouldn't take payment on the website right away.
Yeah, but else you're basically doing the events and your domain name is 523linkgpevents.com. And this is the only name if the person know you, if the person know the name of your domain, this is the only way which people can find your website and review it and buy the ticket if they know the name. But how the audience who don't even know you, who don't even know the name of your business, how they can find you on website. And as you know, considering the fact there are a lot of people who are registering their websites on daily basis on search engine, and once we are launching your website, so definitely you are one of them. And at that time, I must say you will be on 20th page or 30th page or 40th page, just to making sure that to be on the first page, to be on the top three searches. As you know, nowadays people are just reviewing the things, reviewing their services which you are looking, which they are looking for, just on like one or two or three searches only. They will not gonna go on like 20th page or 30th page or 40th page just to getting their perfect thing.
So what are you saying? What, tell me in essence what you're saying to me.
I'm saying so just to grab the more audience, just to attract the target audience who don't know the name of your business, who don't know what kind of services, what kind of events you are doing. So just to grab the more audience, we can go ahead and market your website on Google, on Bing, and Yahoo as well. So with this, you will be getting the more customers, like the viewers on your website. So definitely if someone or any of the people, person is interested in your business, so that viewer will be converted into your customer and purchase your ticket through you.
Okay. I do understand.
So are you doing
okay.
any kind of
marketing
or any idea do you have in your mind?
If I'm doing kind of what?
Is there any idea or something do you have in your mind to promote this website?
I think I'd have to discuss that with my marketing, with my people, to see where we go with that. Can I call back Eddie? Because you say you would launch the website in 48 hours, right?
Yeah. Are you basically already paid someone for the marketing of your website?
No, I'm not paying anybody for marketing my website. I have a team already. So, are you telling me that I'd have to pay you for marketing my website?
If you want your website marketed on search engine, like digital marketing I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a group of friends in Florida that does that marketing too, but
like I said to you,
I'm not prepared to sell tickets online just yet for this event. I have another event come up on September 11th and August 14th and September 11th that I'm hoping that my website is ready for ticket sale by then.
Okay, sure. That's okay.
So with that, then I would keep in touch with Eddie and then keep in touch with you so you could like assist me where that is concerned.
Yeah.
I mean, with a fee, of course, right? You're willing to, you're going to charge me for that service, right?
Yeah. So if you can provide me with your card details so I can just forward it, the details to my billing and as well as the date for the charge. So on 21, they can go ahead and move forward with this. And I'll send you the paid invoice for the services because at this moment, we are moving forward with the discussion which we had over the phone to allocate the service for you and get your website live. So this is the reason. So are you ready?
You need me to give you a card, no?
Yes, sir. I need to submit that to my billing department just to making sure that the payment is basically sure shot. So we can go ahead and allocate our service and as well as using the company's fund till the 21st. So are you ready, sir?
Hello?
Hello, yep. Are you ready?
No, I gotta get someone over to you, like.
Sure.
To do that information. So I've Eddie called me back in 25 minutes. So we could put me over to you.
So you're going to give me the card number in the next 25 minutes?
Because I have to get somebody to do that with you.
Okay, perfect. I'll ask Eddie to give you a call at 12:30 Pacific Standard Time Zone and just connect your call with me so I can just take the card number and forward it out to my billing and we'll get the things roll on for you, okay?
No problem.
Okay, thank you. Anything else?
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
That's it for right now.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Bye-bye.